Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that autofillatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about how to make gift wrapping better. Are tacky sweater parties actually fun? And lastly, what are the unwritten rules of gifting? But first, the woman who thought Spirit Airlines was how your soul made it to heaven. My mother, Debbie Jennings, what are you drinking?
Well, in honor of somebody over there, actually, I am drinking my usual go-to, and that is a very nasty, dirty Bellucci's olive-induced martini. It's true.
My queen.
It's true. And it's bedazzled. Can you see it?
Ooh, it is bedazzled.
I like it.
I love it.
Can't see.
It's so classy.
I agree. Ben, what are you drinking?
Hi, Debbie. I am going with a Drew staple and doing a little tequila ginger beer tonight.
I need to try that next.
You know, it's kind of my staple, but Drew drinks it a lot more than I do, and it's a solid go-to.
I usually do it with bourbon and ginger beer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's ginger, real sweet.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to try tequila next time.
I'm convinced you can mix ginger beer with anything. Rick, what are you drinking tonight?
I too am going with my inner go-tos. I'm having my Blue Moon tonight.
Proud of you.
I thought it was Long Island iced tea. Is that not your go-to?
It's my new go-to. The Blue Moon is like your baby blanket that like you still have.
See, I do listen.
It's true. You do. True. What you got over there?
I had a little bit of tonic left, so I'm doing a little gin and tonic.
Ooh,
nice.
With some Empress gin. Travis, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Whistle Pig. There's a WH there. The Whistle Pig Summer Stock Pit Viper. I don't know what that means. There's a lot of words on this bottle. Whistle Pig. It's really good. It was a gift, though, and I don't remember how it was wrapped.
It's but not does it best,
exactly
but it's not
and that's
worst.
Why
speaking of wrapping gifts,
you guys let them get away with that. You're usually giving them a
we
much
kinda have
time.
To
they have
I feel
to
like we all
one.
Need a shot of caffeine tonight.
I think so too.
I think my new thing is going to be to just like miss it or ignore it and you know just make zero reaction and be like, are you ever going to do the segue?
That would be the thing that
to repeat it.
Sorry, I don't think you'll be able to do that.
That would kill me. That would be it. If you want a way to kill me, it's to not laugh at my jokes.
I don't think
or groan at them or react in a negative way. All of the above. I wrap them up so nice and deliver them to you guys on a silver plate. It fuels me, Drew.
But Travis, while we're on the topic, how would you make it better?
How would I make gift wrapping better?
Not gift wrapping.
No,
we're still on the first topic.
I can't.
Nope.
It's you can't make perfect better.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
You can't do it. It's not possible. People have told me how perfect my segues are. But how
that's
do we make
probably, that's gift? Probably me.
No, it was myself in the mirror, but that's just this one. How do we make gift wrapping better? I don't like wrapping gifts. I don't like wrapping paper.
With that said, can I just say one thing before you go on? And there's a lot of stuff we could talk about, but I'll bet that everybody has somewhere on their list of things they want to say is that the best way to make gift wrapping better is to have somebody else do it for you. Does that real?
That's you are not wrong. I'm talking about the entire idea of wrapping a gift.
Okay.
So let's start
from
the
scratch. I still think somebody else should do it.
Agreed. I'm awful at wrapping gifts. I don't like to necessarily receive wrap gifts. I don't like wrapping paper. It's too expensive. I only buy ones that are like semi punny or completely generic. And I don't know. I don't like it. So how do we make gift wrapping better?
You put it in gift bags.
In gift bags. So just bags. But then you have to have the little tissue paper. And that's obnoxious too. That's just more.
It's better than gift wrapping though.
Way better.
Or, now hear me out.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
We can just do none of it.
No gift wrapping. I am making wrapping better
by not doing it. Just hand them the box.
No
wrapping. That's how you make it better. Because as everyone's mentioned, make someone do it for you. No one's remembered what the wrapping is. You don't care. It's an inconvenience anyways. Then you have to clean it up.
Yeah, but you know, you just can put stuff in a bag. You can put stuff in the
Amazon box. That is going to come in anyways. Amazon has, quote, wrapped it, and I can give it to you.
That's fine, because it's still wrapped. But
do you just want some illusion?
It's the element of surprise.
I have. Can I hold it behind my back?
Thank you.
What?
Hold it behind my back. Put it in the grocery bag. Like,
yeah, surprise.
And there are circumstances that you can do that in. But what about like what we had, you know, a white elephant or a multiple gifts, and you don't want people to know what it is ahead of time. You have to do something with it.
I want them to know. I want to bare my soul.
I actually thought about that too.
There is some degree of excitement and anticipation in receiving the gift. I don't like wrapping paper either, because wrapping paper you have to tear up, and or some people take 3 hours and take every piece off nicely and neatly, that would never be me.
See,
and I don't
if you try and reuse gift wrap paper, get out.
I love it.
It's so expensive.
That's why you don't use it to begin with.
I know, but like it might be a currency one day. I'm just hoarding gift wrap.
I need to address one point that you brought up, and I might be projecting, which is why I don't want to wrap at all. But if I receive a wrap gift, someone's watching me, and more specifically, they're watching the way I react. And right. I'm not going to do it well. I never have. I never will. I'm going to let you down.
It doesn't mean you appreciate it any less.
Correct. I'm just not going to react the way you want me to. So let's just skip straight ahead to the disappointment.
So I have to tell you, I did, because I knew better. I did look this up, and I did find out that there is research done. Because I listen to you guys too much. So I know I have to do my research. And there was research that said, regardless of what the gift is, if it was sloppily wrapped, it was appreciated more. And if it was neatly wrapped, it was less appreciated. Research, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying this is research.
That's an interesting.
What was the demographic?
Oh, don't I have no
idea. Oh.
I mean, I did a lot of research. I didn't write it down. Don't start with me.
I'm just saying, cite your sources.
Well, I will find it for you then.
Ben,
we never do.
Ben, what is your thoughts on gift wrapping, and how do we make it better?
Okay, so I have a couple of points. I have for me, I want to start it way back at the manufacturer that makes the boxes to begin with. I want all consumer goods to come in 3 size boxes, no more, no less. That's it. And all gift wrapping, whether it's a bag, whether it's, you know, pretty wrapping paper, whatever, is built to just fit those 3 boxes.
Okay.
Everything you buy, small, medium, large. If you got
is one of them a refrigerator box?
Yeah, that can be the large.
What's Ronde mean to you?
But I only want 3 sizes. I don't want to try to wrap some crazy bicycle shape, you know, weird thing. I want 3 sizes. I want to make it easier, but I want to know going in that the wrapping paper I have is enough, or the bag I have will fit. That makes it easier for me. It makes it better. Everyone's still getting their wonderfully wrapped gift, but I know the process is just so much easier for me.
But they don't want anything. They just want to hand you the present.
So you want to redo the entire industry
of wrapping consumer products? Yes.
Okay.
100%. That will make gift wrapping better for me.
There's something I want to address, though, from what you said.
Hit me.
Have you wrapped a bike?
I have seen a bike.
Who wraps the bike?
I have seen wrap bikes, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe only in movies, but I've seen them.
Okay, so Ben wants to just redo the industry. I think Rick and I are kind of in the same place of just don't do it. Drew, what are your... I know you kind of like dance around it, but is that, do you fall into one of those two categories?
Yes, but I took the prompt in a different direction because it just said make gift wrapping better. Mm-hmm. So if I have to gift wrap, if we're assuming that I have to wrap something, what makes everything better?
Bubble wrap. Chocolate.
Make it into a drinking game.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Make some rules up. Whatever you have to do, get all your presents together at one time. Get all your supplies and then have rules that whenever you tear the paper unexpectedly or you can't find the tape while your hand's in the right in the best position to put the tape on, you take a drink. And I'm sure the presents get worse and worse as you go on.
Oh, so at first I was thinking about unwrapping gifts as a drinking game, but you're talking.
I also thought about that.
Okay, yeah.
So if you want to do unwrapping as a drinking game too,
yes,
you come up with rules of like you can't tear the paper at all, and try and get it out without damaging any of the paper, or you know, fastest person wins, whatever it is.
Mm.
Just make rules, and drink while you're doing it. Because how do you make anything better? Make it into a drinking game.
You're not wrong. The only, and Mom, you mentioned something earlier about like a white elephant type situation where you don't want people to see your gift. I'm also thinking about people who stage their Christmas presents under the tree throughout the month, right? There's just wrapped gifts. As they wrap them, they put them under the tree. My thought is don't put the actual gifts there and just let's kind of like what Ben was saying, let's get some just standard box sizes that have very specific pieces of wrapping paper already attached to them, and you can fold them up and make the box again.
They make boxes printed that boxes. Look like they're wrapped. Yeah,
printed boxes. Just a printed box, basically. And
but
then
they can make that for everything, and then you don't have to wrap anything ever. Just stick it in one of those boxes.
That's what I'm saying. Let's just do that. I'd be okay with that. That's fine. As long as you can then... If you want to just stage the gifts, you put it, you can fold it up, and now it's part of the Christmas decorations, right? You just put it back in your attic and you wait for someone's dad to come and take them down from the attic. That's what you do.
That was oddly specific.
No, that wasn't referencing anyone.
We never had Christmas boxes in our.
It was not a reference to us.
I will say, Travis, if I had to choose something. If I had to go a little bit along the lines of what we were actually talking about, I agree with Debbie, put it in a bag because bags can be reused and it doesn't have to be holiday themed bags either. They can be just paper bags that you put a little card on the side of it. I know it's a little more effort, but they can always be reused. Put them in your friggin' attic for next year.
Or just magic marker their name on it and then cross it out the next year and put the next
thing on. Bags are useful and can be reused. Wrapping paper cannot. And if you're the person that thinks it can be, get out.
I do like bags over wrapping paper. However, I do find that a lot of times the bag gets damaged or like Mom, you said, someone writes the name directly on the bag. And if it was like gifted to me, now I can't reuse it necessarily for someone
else. Yes, you can.
I can. If they're in my inner circle, sure. But like,
put a
I
line
can't,
through it, start it over.
I don't
if
feel
they
right
care about that kind of thing. Get out.
That, you're
I'm
right.
Drawing a line in the sand.
Actually, no. I'm going to take this one step further. If we're reusing wrapping paper, bags. I want a chain of custody on there. I want your name on there.
Okay, like
person.
That.
I want a chain
you
of
you write
custody.
Rick. You write on the inside of it the year, what gift you got.
That's fun. That would be awesome to pass that around.
And then bring it back.
Hey, then we could have like family heirloom like wrapping paper.
That would be funny. Put it in a picture frame one day. And I just want to throw this out real quick. It's called expectation disconfirmation. If you want to check me out, that research is called expectation disconfirmation.
I'll look it up just, over the break.
Yeah, okay, one day. Just so you know.
I kind of think we all kind of settled just then on, we'll call it bag history, and that I would be okay if that was a universal law, basically. Like, you now have to reuse the bag, and it has to contain a history of everyone who's received a gift in said bag. I don't know if it's the best solution ever, because I'm still with Rick about just like, let's just not do it.
Just give them the gift.
But I think this does make it better. We didn't say make it best. We just said make it better. And so I think if everyone's okay with that, that at least you no more wrapping gifts, bags only, and you have to keep a running history.
Yeah.
I like that history part. That was a good
eye on Rick.
Yeah.
Solid.
Well, this is all audio though, right? This is not
I'm trying to do some video.
Oh, okay.
If you follow us on Instagram, Mom, you'll know that we have some video clips on there.
Well, then I'll put it on there instead. I usually am.
We have, it's not the full podcast. I put like 1 minute shorts on YouTube and Instagram of us. Usually it's Rick saying something absurd or someone saying something funny or us making fun of Drew or whatever, you know.
Rick doesn't say absurd things.
Never. Speaking of absurd things. Tacky sweater parties.
End of topic. Next.
End of topic.
Well done, Travis. Wait a second.
So I think I
that we've written the rules for gifting.
I transitioned into and out of the topic in one sentence.
That's right.
That's a new record. So tacky sweater parties started, I'm gonna say, like, I know they've been around for a long time, but I feel like they came back into popularity about 10 years ago and haven't seemed to, they're still around. And I don't know why. I think it's a fun gimmick or kind of an excuse for people to get together to have some sort of a theme that's not just like, hey, dress up real fancy for this, you know, hoity-toity Christmas party, but instead we're just going to have a tacky version. But like, why are we still doing it? And I want to know, or do people appreciate tacky sweaters still? Is that a thing?
I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever been to one.
I have never been to a party just because it was tacky sweater party. I have been to parties that were themed as everyone wear a sweater. Like the party was going to happen no matter what. They just happened to choose that theme.
Right.
So... Yep. I'm gonna go ahead and say my piece and put myself out there. I enjoy them. I don't necessarily think that it's okay, especially because I would say the majority of the ones I've been to have been work functions,
right?
And so I don't necessarily think that it's 100% appropriate to make your employees buy a sweater, which can cost any X amount of dollars, that they're going to wear once, probably, and never again. Yes, there's going to be people that are super into it, and there's going to be people that go to Goodwill and buy one for $5. But I don't necessarily think that you can expect every single person who is going to be involved in the party to enjoy the fact that it's a tacky sweater party.
Yeah, I'll jump out there too, Drew, because I love tacky Christmas, tacky holiday sweater parties, whatever they're called. I've been to a bunch of them, and I for me, you know, parties are always fun. True type A extrovert, love whenever a party has a different element to it. I also love the holidays, but it's really, you know, a tacky sweater is not just fun for, you know, kind of seeing what people thought of, kind of new ideas. It doesn't have to be like the main thing, but it's like a fun extra added part of the season. And it's funny. It's supposed to be funny. It makes you laugh. Honestly, it's an introverted wet dream because you automatically have something to talk to somebody else about instead of just going up to them in a red sweater. You actually have a topic right off the bat. I think they're a blast. I've never been to one that I didn't enjoy.
I feel like it's kind of, as someone who loves puns, right? That's my shtick. I think I've read all of the puns. I think I've read all of the holiday puns on, you just put them on a sweater, put it slightly different each year. And I'm not impressed anymore. You know, it was cool when I figured out when they were a thing, when I first discovered them 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. I want to do this. And then now I'm just like, why are people still, I don't remember anyone's tacky sweater. I don't know. I don't think it adds to it anymore. And I just don't know. That's me.
To add on to Ben's a little bit, the reason why I appreciate them is because there are those people who are super creative. And I actually do remember some of the best ones. And specifically the last one I went to, which was 2, maybe 3 Christmases ago, one of my bosses, like head of the company, got a Christmas sweater with a tree on it and had crazy photos of all the employees put onto pins as the ornaments for each person, and then gave those out to the person as they saw them at the party. And so I do think that there can be an element of fun to it, but don't expect, the caveat is don't expect everybody to enjoy that as much as you're going to enjoy it.
You know, I mean, I don't want to sound sexist, and after listening to you, I have to change my mind here, because I was thinking up front that maybe girls appreciate it more than guys do, but not because of that, but mostly because of the preparation, because the fun of adding the designs and that, you know, it doesn't have to be a meme or anything like that, but just for I shouldn't say a girl, but I'm going to, you know, putting on the scraps and the snowballs or whatever else, you're just creating, and the fun of sitting there, especially if you do it with other people, that's what we do. That's our little crafty night, you know. And I do remember the one sweater, because I'm going to channel Drew for a second again, the one sweater that had the little solo, it had solo cups attached to the whole front, and you kept pouring drinks into it and drinking from your sweater, because like Drew will say, if the party has alcohol, then it's going to be an okay party anyway. But the other thing is, like someone else also said, is that it does act as an icebreaker for some people, because if you don't know anybody, it's easy to have a conversation based on something tacky, and everybody needs a good laugh now and again. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't make the party. It's just a little add-on that's fun, if you make it fun.
Get out there,
and Rick. Then you go on.
Get out there, Rick.
Come on, Rick.
I know you want to.
If Rick is good with tacky sweater parties, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not.
I was just really hoping that
he had, I mean, an like
opinion into it at this point.
Like, theme parties are fun. So, hold on. Before I go there, I need to ask, like, what conversations, like, are, like, what? They're like a 2-second conversation. Like, it,
you
doesn't
know what? It's still an icebreaker. It doesn't have to be long.
It doesn't give
an
you a long.
Just gives
alcohol
you
is an icebreaker. Like, oh, beer.
So is the game icebreaker. Yeah. So is the gum icebreaker. But
anyway,
also an opportunity to be silly, an opportunity to be creative, which I know you can do with your alcohol too.
Silly and creative. We'll get into that. Specifically, 2 or 3 people have brought up the icebreaker thing. And like, what extended conversation? Hey, where'd you get your sweater? Walmart. Oh, okay.
But it wouldn't be that. It would be, oh.
For some people, it is. Some people buy the little vests from Walmart, like, you know what I'm talking about, coat or whatever. What's like the bad one where they got it on the last second. Some people it's like, oh, my grandmother died and this is our family heirloom. And you're like, oh, well, now I'm depressed.
Well, you shouldn't wear that to a...
And you have bad taste.
You are going to the wrong parties, Rick.
No, I'm going to the right parties because, as I mentioned before, I've never been to a tacky
sweater. He doesn't go to a tacky sweater party.
Right. Like, you can have
themes. Yeah, but you should see the women that you would meet at a tacky sweater party.
They're probably all married and because the fun's been sucked out of their lives and they're going to tacky sweater parties. And I'll, like... Yeah. No. Ugh.
But
like,
Drew,
there's so much better themes that you can do.
Drew, you brought up like it's kind of a not always, but like I find it to be more of a corporate type shtick now.
It's a safe.
It's safe for the most part. Like people can get obtuse with it if you want to. It's very easy to do it, but it's safe mostly for corporate. And it's usually the same, like, three people who think they're really funny that come with a not tacky sweater, but they hadn't heard that pun, even though it's plastered all over everything else. And they're like, look how funny my sweater is. And like, yeah, it says ho, ho, ho. Good job. Like, we get it. Congratulations. I don't care.
I think it is what you make of it. Like, I the last couple I've been to have always been awesome people who... Yeah. Actually put some thought into it and we had a good time and everyone
just like any theme party it is what you make of it. If you go in, you know, going all out and expecting to have a blast, guess what, you're gonna
you just sealed my point. So it's not the theme, it's the group. Ergo, hacky sweater parties suck. Like, it's the group of people that make it fun.
No, I just think it's one theme that you can use in a... I don't think...
Yeah, it's a theme. I think it should be rarely used and at the bottom.
I had a company Christmas party 3 years ago where it was like... it was formal wear, like black tie.
Also a bad theme.
And it was fun. Like, the dressing up part was not the greatest part, but it was also like we had a great time because of the amount of people and the things people chose to do with them was entertaining for at least a laugh or two. Like,
let people get creative.
I will never say that the theme makes or breaks it.
But I guess, is it still creative? I mean, yes, I'm sure there are exceptions. But most tacky sweaters now are
not box sweaters. But like, maybe I'm differentiating there.
That might be a thing because I've never seen one that's truly handmade.
That's why I said sexist, because most of the females I know will go out of their way to sit there and have a little crafting party before the regular party.
All of the females I know that are not you and your friends, I don't make their own tacky sweaters.
Well, my friends are more fun.
But that's Rick's point, is they're fun. I believe. They are having a crafting night and happen to have tacky sweaters. They're not like, that's one example. But like all of the other parties I've ever been to,
I am buying Fox sweaters.
I won't wear it.
I'm going to,
I don't like sweaters.
All the embellishments here. And we are going
to make a sweater party at Debbie's.
If it's not a, front zip, I'm out. It's got to have a zip on the front. I'm not.
Oh, I understand that. I do know that about.
And I'm not wearing it because I don't like to be hot. So that's the other part. I just hate sweaters.
And then we'll wear jeans at night too, Travis.
How about if we can get
I'm wearing shorts right now.
Travis, would it be different if it was a tacky t-shirt party?
No.
Oh. Well, it would, but okay. It would.
I don't know. I mean, Rick, we're kind of outnumbered here. So I think... just by the numbers,
that's fine.
Tacky sweater parties are still fun. It's still a thing. I'll try again next year to get rid of them.
You can waste your cancel on that next year.
Yep. So you're already 30 minutes ish into the episode, which means you probably kind of like it. So why don't you just like it? Just click the button to like the episode. Or actually, better option, don't do it. Don't like the episode. Whatever you do, don't do it, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what really matters, is that you don't like us, because this is our podcast. And no, wait, that's at the end of the episode.
Yeah, just do whatever you feel like doing, and let's get into topic three.
Guys, lots of people gift in different ways, but some things should be universal. And I want to write down, I want to establish the unwritten rules of gifting. Who's got thoughts?
I'll go first.
Gimme.
There are no rules when it comes just to gifting. Right. There are no rules. Because I am under no obligation to re-gift, to respond, to give back, or even accept your gift if it sucks. So no rules. No rules to gifting, because it is a gift. No rules.
Anyone want to counter that?
Unless we're at an office party and you must keep it under $20. But even then, if you want to buy me an iPad,
that's not unwritten. So that is technically written.
Yeah, it's in an email.
Well, I have some personal rules.
Do it. Let's hear it, Debbie.
We're going to create a bank of them and then we'll choose.
There's no rules. Put your shirt back
on. I'll tell you what these are rules I wrote for me over the course of years. And one of them is, and I guess I was thinking holiday initially. Sure, and sure. So that rule came out. That rule was always keep a backup in your house.
I like that though.
Always keep a backup, because that one person that you know. The other thing is, and again, I don't know if this is because we did it in up north, because people here seem to think I'm crazy.
It's true.
But I know. But I gift the four most important people in my life. My hairdresser. My exterminator, who's actually number one. My mailman. And my garbage collector. They don't get huge gifts, but in my book, it's kind of like tipping, you know, when people come and do stuff. I know it's their job, but I look at what they're doing, and maybe in the universe, the way it is now, I'm so grateful that they're out there working and collecting my garbage or cleaning my house or doing whatever they're doing, that at this time of year, I choose to give them a gift. So that's my rule, is that those guys get a gift.
What normally is the gift? Is it more like a, I'm going to say token, like a,
yeah,
like a card. Is it like I baked you a cake, you know,
scratch off.
Lottery tickets. I give Amazon gift cards.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to write that down as, I'm going to write that down as four most important people in your life, non-family.
Right.
Nope.
That's not what she said.
She said foremost.
She did. All right. No. Nope. Wait. I know that's not true because I'm the password. So.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. The other thing is, if you're in a group of people, you have to include everybody or be very discreet about handing out your gifts, just because I don't ever want anybody to feel bad.
I like that one a lot, actually, Debbie.
I just, that
if you just have a couple people with gifts for, you know, I mean, especially if like you're throwing a party, not everyone's maybe expecting a gift, maybe just the closest friends, but still be discreet.
Right. There's got to be like some kind of, and then finally, and I'm Rick, you're the one who just was my fodder for this one more thing before this is, don't give your wife or girlfriend clothing. Just don't do it. Don't buy them shoes unless they have given you something very specific to get. Do not use your taste and go buy a girl or your friend or your guy friend, or I don't care what it is. Don't buy them clothing. But the other thing, do you know that the most returned?
I have to return something. I'll be back.
Don't do it. They say the most returned gift is shoes. I don't know why anybody would buy a gift of shoes. But the other thing is, coming from Rick, and this is referring to older people, but it goes on my rule that you younger people should always give older people experiences as opposed to things. Just to just buy something because you have to buy a gift doesn't make sense to me. Either know the person well and do something specific for them, or in the case of us, give us you, give us your time. We'd much rather have time with you than a gift any day. I think it was when you took your mom, was it Wimbledon?
Did you take your mom?
Yeah.
I mean, we went to London together.
You went to London. Yeah. You have no idea what that meant to her and how damn jealous I was, Travis. And
I get made fun of a lot.
Listen, when you're 75, I think 80, we'll put you in the wind tunnel and we'll have you go indoor skydiving like we did Gigi. There's your experience. You're welcome.
Don't sign me up for indoor skydiving. He is
so not going to be my thing anymore. He's done.
We did put my grandmother into indoor skydiving for
The flyaway.
Was it her 85th birthday?
Maybe
something like that.
She tried to jump out of a plane, but she has two titanium hips, and they told her they weren't strong enough to.
But you would think that would be like
they're titanium,
right?
But the hip is good. It's the connection over
right. It's the rest of her body. Right. The titanium right. Would go through as well.
Yes.
And then last year we took her to Lips for her 89th.
That's true.
And she was on their Instagram page.
What is Lips?
A drag show.
Oh, all right.
Did you guys go to the drag brunch?
We took her to the drag brunch. And if I tell you that between Carly and Sarah, they were putting hundreds of dollars in grandma's hands. So every one of those drag queens was at her table. Mm-hmm. Standing right next to her, doing everything they could to get all her money.
Yes.
It was very comical. Anyway, so I do have rules. Those are rules there for me.
Those are good rules. I like those.
Oh, and just be careful when regifting. I think regifting is a good thing. Just be careful that you don't give them back to the same, you know.
Unless
it's, remember who gave you your gift.
Unless it's a running joke.
Of course.
Drew, what are your unwritten rules?
I kind of on one of Debbie's being specific about your gift giving, because if I tell you that there's something that I want, I'm gonna send you the link to exactly what I want.
Which is why it doesn't need to be wrapped.
Don't go. Yeah. Well,
because I've already told you.
That's for me specifically. Like if you ask me what I want and I tell you what I want, it's that thing. It's not something adjacent to it. It's not another brand of it. It's not the, you know, that other thing. It's that specific one because I've done research.
Yeah. But are you going to be unappreciative if somebody gives you something different?
Mm-hmm.
Secretly, I will be a little bit disappointed because I specifically said this is exactly the one I want, and there's a reason behind it. I did the research, I talked to people, I looked at the reviews, or I like went and tested it out. And that's, if you're putting me in the position where I'm telling you exactly what I want for Christmas or a holiday or whatever, then that's exactly the thing that I
but want. What if the dollar amount is a problem?
I would never, if I thought it was beyond the person's means or they weren't willing to spend that amount of money, I would never put that in their mind as something that I would want.
That's actually just a good unwritten rule as well, is just if someone asks you for a gift, don't tell them something that's beyond their means.
I disagree. It's not, I disagree. If you ask me what I want, you're going to get the same answer. I'll take an Audi S7, I'll take it in blue. And it's up to you. If you show up with it, I'm going to take it.
Which blue, Rick? Which blue?
So it's the, I don't know the name of it, but there's the plus $500 blue, and then there's the not. I want the non plus $500. Ooh, okay. So really, I'm saving you a deal.
Look at you all frugal over there.
That's right. That's right. Because I draw the line at $125,000 car. The $120,000 is fine.
I was going to say, to add to that, like if you provide somebody with a list and they don't get you something on that list, but they get you something else and it's cheaper than the stuff on the list, then you kind of know going in, okay, they couldn't afford it. They got me something else. I'm appreciative. But like I think the thing is that
not going to be appreciative for it.
I may still throw it away.
But if you give me something on your list that's $50, Drew, and I give you something that's $20, I think you're going to figure out, okay, he couldn't afford the $50 one. But like, you know, a few years back, I asked a family member, they wanted to get me something nice. I asked for like a really portable, nice poker table. And then she goes out and buys this giant monstrosity poker table that's like 6.5 feet long. It's nice, but it's a pain in the ass to move around. I had to throw it on the roof of my car to get it home from Walmart. It's not what I wanted. And it just pissed me off. It wasn't the one I wanted, that she clearly doubled in how much it cost. And I was annoyed. Do I still use it? Yes, because I got it home. So I'm going to use it because I got it home. But it was not easy to get home.
And this is why there's no rules, because people are assholes like that. Ben, for reacting that way, her for getting it for you.
Sometimes it's not about the price. Sometimes it's, like I said, I specifically want this item because of an objective that it fulfills.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Little one-bedroom apartment, and I had this giant style poker table. Yeah, exactly.
Is this always Rick? Is he always cynical, Rick, or is it just today cynical, Rick, or is this always?
No, when it comes to gifts, I'm pretty cynical.
And wrapping paper.
And Christmas.
Most things.
And Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, it's really just Christmas in general. Well, because to me, presents do nothing for me. Because like 9 times out of 10, it's more of a chore to tell you what I want.
Honey, I got you a present and you're going to like it, damn it.
You're right. And I'm not going to react well enough. I'm going to get in trouble. I've already accepted it.
It's not going to be
I think most adults, and I'm going to draw the line at adult, I'm going to say people with good enough jobs, whether you're in college, out of college, like, you're going to get what you really want. So like by then, I guess, Debbie, I appreciate your like experiences thing. I don't think that's necessary for old people because
I know it could be for everybody, but I'm sure it's
no, I get what you're saying. Cause like your house is already filled up. You're filling up your yards now. So you're running out of, I get it. So I can get you a yard item. Cause I don't think you're filled up there yet, but, but like, yeah. Cause like what everyone's saying, like we have specific things we want. And like if it's not gonna be that thing, it's almost like I appreciate you wanting to, but like let's just not.
But you know what? Sometimes there's things you don't know you want because you don't even know they're out there.
That's true. But then you shouldn't be asking me. So
I wouldn't be asking you, but I'd still buy it.
No, that's what I mean though. Like,
but like you can get something that you weren't asked for.
Sure.
That you hadn't asked for, but you might like it because surprise. You didn't know how badly you needed it.
No, you're right. Surprise gifts, I think, are always generally accepted because it's right. Like, oh, what is this going to be? Whether it's wrapped or not. However,
well, this topic is just about gifting. It wasn't about
right. But that's what I'm getting to. I guess, like, on that, some people feel like an obligation where, like, if you get me something, I didn't get you something. You're like, ah, shit. Like, I should go, you know, also get you something. that's not real.
I got you something.
Hey, thanks, man.
There it is. I'm not spending $150 on a model car for you.
It's all right.
I love you. I don't love you that much.
That's also the wrong blue, and it's a diesel, but it's okay.
Listen, it's the only one I could find in like 5 minutes of research.
1/18th scale model. Okay, and I'll add on to Rick's a little bit too, and I have two more kind of that add on to that a little bit. If you're confident enough that you know me, and like maybe you asked me and I told you a list of things that I'm looking at and wasn't super super specific, I'm gonna be appreciative as hell. Like there's somebody that I work with who is, her love language is gift giving. And we're both cocktail background, and she made limoncello and nice. Gave it to me and a couple of people. Mm-hmm. She also got me a book that we had talked about. It's a cocktail book that we had talked about 6 months ago, as well as like a couple other little things, and never expected anything in return. I know that she's that type of person who just gives gifts to people. And if you know me that well to be like, I'm confident in giving you this gift, freaking go for it.
Well, now I got
because I was very appreciative.
And that's great. And you're appreciative. But do you in there anywhere feel like you want to do something for her now because she gave you such a thoughtful gift?
No, I mean, like I got a present for her too, but there was never a conversation between the two of us of I'm going to get you this and you're going to get me this. Neither of us expected the other, but I think that's a different conversation of like, who do you get gifts for? That's just a back and forth that we have because we both like the world that we work in.
Or each other.
So much. She is very happily married, Debbie. One of my good friends. But yes, well, like a very good friend, but we both have a very specific set of things that we know we like. So there's a pool of like items that are acceptable gifts. The other one is at the end of the day, cash is king. If you can't think of what to get me, a gift card will always suffice. If it's Amazon, it's Target, if it's Home Depot, if you know a little bit about something that I like, but you're not confident enough to get a specific item, just give me the cash.
Some people say gift cards are impersonal, but I disagree. Yeah. I'd rather have a gift card,
especially like
than something I don't want.
Yeah. I would rather say, like, somebody asked me, hey, what's 5 places that you like to shop or like that you need something from? And instead of having them go to the store and get the very specific item that I want, then just give me $50, give me $20, give me $5 towards it. And I would appreciate that all day long.
I got that.
And I gotta agree a little bit with the zero expectation of giving a gift back, because when I give a gift, it is because I want that person to be happy. It's not about my reaction. It's not about my feeling good about me giving something. It's about them feeling good, period, the end. And so I hope other people have the same mentality. I know they don't. And that's maybe not normal that I think that way, but like, if I give you a gift, it's because I want you to be happy. I don't care how you react. I actually don't want to see it. I want you to have it. I want you to like it or not like it, and then go on with your day. If you want to give me a gift back, cool. I don't expect one back. I don't want one back just because I gave you one. I feel like that's forcing someone. I don't ever want to make someone think I'm expecting a gift back. I do agree, Rick. I want to give family gifts. I maybe over the years, I expect gifts back from family just because that's what we've done. But like, if my brother did not give me a gift one year, I wouldn't think twice about anything. I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever.
But in the reverse, if you get a gift, do you not, even though the people might have felt the same way you did, about they just wanted you to be happy, do you not feel an obligation to return? No,
I actually feel an obligation to, I don't really feel an obligation to do anything, but if I had to pick something, I actually have a feel more of an obligation to pay it forward, like find a gift for someone else that's good, that, you know, isn't the same person who got me a gift. Now I want to give a better gift for someone else, not to the person who gave me a gift.
Your mother did such a good job raising you.
I know that.
Yeah, I feel the need to have a talk with that person. Like, listen, you think we're there? We're not.
Well, yeah, that too.
Look, we need to have a talk.
But like, a great example is one of the best gifts I ever received was a coworker randomly showed up and gave me a children's book when he found out me and my wife were pregnant with our first son. Yeah. He told me the whole story about how a coworker of his gave him the same book, and now he does it for all of his coworkers that find out. I'm like, that's such an incredible, just fun thing that's really easy and is not, you don't have to reciprocate it. I'm not going to give him that book. That would be weird.
but I've started giving my coworkers and other people I know the same book whenever they have a kid. And I think that's, I've got that kind of feeling, but I have no feeling to give him a gift now. I know it's because of a kid, but
it's not a different situation, I think.
But yeah. Even if it was like a birthday present, I wouldn't feel obligated to give him a birthday present when it's his birthday, you know?
That's fair.
I would, again, maybe if there was something other in common and we were close or something, like Aunt Leah, my aunt, we are close enough, but we also share the same birthday to the day. And so she will always be a semi-drinking buddy on that day just because we share that same day. But like on any other day, that if she was born another time, I wouldn't feel that same way. So, you know, I think there's got to have some sort of something a little bit extra in order for me to feel like I want to return a gift, but not just the act of receiving a gift. So this is what I have so far. We've all kind of have a chance to go. Rick says there's no rules. You don't have to accept a gift. You don't have to reciprocate a gift. You don't have to give a gift. There's just no rules, just right. Mom, I wrote yours down as always keep a backup gift, which that's a solid rule, not liquid. Always give a gift to the four most important people in your life. For you, it's your hair person, exterminator, mailman, and garbage person. You also said include everyone or be very discreet and don't give clothing, and experiences are greater than material
for old people
gifts.
Get it right.
Experiences are for old people.
For old people.
You can get them too, but that's what we want.
If I don't get my FX lightsaber, I'm going to be pissed. Drew, I think you said be specific when asking and, you know, when you're gifting to a person. So if someone asks you for a gift or what you want, be specific in what you want so they get the right thing. And if you are giving a gift, be specific to that person. You also said cash is king. And Rick, you also said family obligation. And Ben, I know you talked in there. Did you have any actual rules that you wanted to add?
No, mine was the add-on to Drew's about the rule is don't go out of your way to get a more expensive gift because you think you're one-upping their list. They give you a list, don't try to one-up it.
Got it. That's right. Okay, so what are we writing down as the unwritten rules?
Nothing, because then they'd be written.
I know that, but we always pick a couple.
But there's no rules, Travis.
But there, we have to come up with.
Are no rules.
Well, so
put your shirt back on. There's one rule.
Still my favorite.
Listen to your mother. All time.
My mom's rule of always keep a backup gift. It fits in because it has nothing to do with how, Rick, you were talking about receiving, accepting, or giving a gift. It just means it's really smart to just have an extra gift on hand in case you need to do, and in case you need to give a gift.
Yeah, but why would you ever be in that situation?
You need a white elephant gift to bring to
but
a
but that's
party?
What I mean. Like, so like, I guess in my mind, I'm envisioning I'm having a party. I invited all you to my party. I got you all gifts. Some rando showed up to the party. Sorry, we ain't there, fam. Like, you ain't getting a gift.
But what if it's not a random person? What if it's
somebody I didn't invite to the party, also not getting a gift?
Newbie.
If they're invited by somebody else to my event, not getting a gift.
That's but that what if should have gotten a gift. I like the idea of keeping one, or at least keeping previous years white elephant gifts so you can then use them in a future white elephant party in not the same group.
Unless you like it. Like if you don't like it, don't get rid of it, just hold on to it.
That's re-gifting, right? That's
Yeah.
I think Debbie mentioned it, but I don't know if you put it out there as a specific rule, but like regifting is okay. Mm-hmm. Just be careful. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't write that one down.
Attempt to avoid giving it back to the original gifter. I do want to add, before Debbie goes, I want to add one rule that I thought of.
Uh-oh.
I do want to add one.
Okay. Interesting turn of events.
I was thinking about it, and it goes back with knowing the person, but don't force life on someone.
Don't force life.
Don't give them a goldfish, a puppy.
Don't force life upon them
unless they specifically want it and you know it. Like, I don't know who does this, but if you show up to like a housewarming party and like everybody gets a puppy, like don't do that.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's a good role. Yeah, no turtles, no.
Yeah, no, yeah, none of that.
I would even put it out to plants unless you know them, because if that person's not a plant person and they kill that thing, they're just going to feel bad. Like there's no win in that situation.
Would you like to see the best white elephant gift ever?
Only if it's a white elephant.
It's not.
Sad. Then
it's what dad got. Did you see dad's white elephant gift? Oh,
the pickle? Yeah.
Not only is it a pickle, this was his white elephant gift.
It's still gone.
The yoga. Okay. Honestly, I love it just because Debbie's so tickled by it.
Well, without being all right, shut up.
That kind of inspires me to my next white element, just to give like a jar of pickles and just that's it.
Well, I mean, without trying to embarrass Travis or anything, but when I come into my bedroom not every night and I'm greeted by a yodeling pickle, it's quite comical.
And there's the title of the episode.
That's perfect.
Got it.
First, everybody was looking at it and going, what the heck? And then dad just every night, we have to dim my. Anyway.
I don't want to hear about dad's yodeling pickle.
Please make that a clip of that whole like four sentences needs to be like a clip.
I don't want to hear about my father's yodeling pickle.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
We've all seen it at this point, Travis.
We have seen my father's yodeling pickle.
Oh, sorry, Travis.
It's fine. It's fine. It's whatever.
It's a little higher pitched than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because never mind. No.
I always thought of Ray as more of a baritone.
Was it after the surgery? Was it after?
It's because I was holding it full.
No, we got it. So I don't know if we'll be able to come up with all specific rules. I just don't think it's going to happen. But I do like the ones we put out there. I like the backup gift. I like the don't force life is
definitely.
If we're going to pick one, that has to be the one.
Yeah.
Like that's the most.
That's a pretty good one.
Everyone can agree. And
there's also the same reaction. Like, you motherfucker. Like, if you don't want it, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good with that.
I'm just excited about Ben's last call. See what route we're about to go down.
Do you guys hear the sleigh bells? No, I got nothing. It's time for last call.
Hi guys, last call tonight. We are bringing back some trivia questions. We haven't done trivia in a while, you know, since we touched on some Christmas holiday themed topics tonight. We're gonna do holiday trivia, some Christmas, some Hanukkah, some Thanksgiving, some other random. I kind of mixed them in there. So we'll kind of rotate. So I'll call out whose turn it is to answer. And I'll give you three options to answer each question. So you don't have to pull them out of your ass. All right. Ready?
That's where I keep all my answers.
Yeah. Well, they're on the table now. All right. First question. It's going to go Travis, then Rick, then Drew, then Debbie. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what article of clothing made Frosty come to life? Was it a corncob pipe, an old silk hat, or an old silk scarf?
Hat.
Rick.
Scarf.
Drew.
Hat.
Debbie.
Hat.
Okay. Number two. Who is Jack Skellington's main rival in The Nightmare Before Christmas? And this is going to be Rick first. Is it Santa Claus, Oogie Boogie, or Sally?
Santa Claus.
Drew?
Oogie Boogie.
Debbie?
Santa Claus.
Trav?
I think it's Oogie Boogie.
All right. Number three. Which actress made her film debut in Halloween in 1978? This one's for Drew first. Is it Jamie Lee Curtis, Michelle Pfeiffer, or Jodie Foster?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Debbie?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Trav?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Rick?
Why break tradition? Give me Jamie Lee Curtis.
There you go. All right, number four. Whamageddon is a challenge with competitors trying to make it through the holiday season without hearing this Wham Christmas song. Debbie, this is you first. Is it Wonderful Christmas Time, Last Christmas, or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
No idea. Have Yourself a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
That is the worst one of the three.
I'm going to say Last Christmas.
Okay. Rick?
Two, I'm going to say Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Because if it's not, it should be.
Okay. True.
I'm going to say Wonderful Christmas Time.
Okay. And at number five, we're back to you, Travis. Chipotle has celebrated Halloween for 20 years with a variety of promos for customers wearing tinfoil. What punny name does the chain use for the celebration? Is it Chips or Treat, Burrito, or Jalabeans and Steaks?
I want to say it's the burrito.
Okay. Rick?
I hope it's that, but it's probably the chips one.
All right. Drew?
I'm going to go the chips one as well.
Okay. Debbie?
I kind of like the burrito.
Okay. All right. Number six. How many variations or ways are there to spell Hanukkah? This is Rick first. Is it 12? 19 or 16?
All of the ways.
Yeah, I was gonna say it might be infinite.
All of the ways. 19. What's the highest number? Give me the highest number.
Okay. Drew, 12, 19, or 16?
I'll go 16.
Okay. Debbie?
I was gonna say 4.
Boom!
So I'll go with 12.
Okay. Travis?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go 16.
Number seven. In 1887, Oregon became the first state in the U.S. to make its official public holiday. 7 years later, 29 additional states officially started celebrating this holiday. Which one is it? And this is for Drew. Is it Labor Day, New Year's Day, or Columbus Day?
I would say Labor Day.
Okay. Debbie?
Yeah, that's where I'm going, Labor Day.
Okay, Trav?
I'm also going Labor Day.
Rick?
I'm hoping for irony. Give me Columbus Day.
I just like that.
All right. On Gilmore Girls, Rory and Lorelai work to squeeze in 4 holiday dinners in this episode. Is the episode titled The Chinese Christmas Chicken, Japanese Noodles and Nog, or a deep-fried Korean Thanksgiving? Debbie?
Damn, I've never watched Gilmore Girls. I know I'm the only person in the world that hasn't watched
Gilmore. No, you're not. That's why we're besties.
How about Japanese noodles and nog, because I like it.
Okay. Travis?
I think it's the Korean one, because I think her best friend was Korean. I know she's not Japanese, but I think she's Korean. I don't remember.
Okay. Rick?
Give me option A.
Okay. Drew?
Deep fried Korean Thanksgiving.
All right, 2 more. Eating Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas Day has been a tradition since the 1970s in what nation on the other side of the world? Is it Thailand, China, or Japan? And this is for Travis.
I think it's Thailand.
Rick?
Give me Japan. Okay.
True.
Probably Thailand.
Ooh, okay. Trick question.
Debbie?
I think it's China.
Australia.
Okay. All right, last one. What president officially made Thanksgiving a U.S. national holiday? Was it Abe Lincoln, FDR, or Andrew Johnson? This is for Rick.
I didn't say Abe Lincoln. I said, hey, Blinken. So give me Abe Lincoln.
Okay. Drew?
I have zero clue. So I'm just going to follow Rick and say.
Why it's the hardest question today. Debbie?
I don't know. Seems too obvious, but I'm going to go with FDR.
Okay. Trav?
I actually think it's Abe Lincoln.
Okay. All right. So you guys want the answers real quick?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Why not?
All right, Frosty the Snowman. I'll shorten the answers with the questions. How about that? Frosty the Snowman came to life with an old silk hat.
Woo!
Jack Skellington's main rival is Oogie Boogie.
Woo!
Actress that made her film debut in Halloween is, of course, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Woo!
Okay.
You got to keep it up, Travis.
Whamageddon. Is to get through the holiday season without hearing Last Christmas.
Woo!
Somebody smack him.
Chipotle. Their theme for Halloween is Boo-rito.
Damn.
I think this one I got wrong.
How many variations of Hanukkah? There are 16.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Oregon became the first state to make Labor Day a holiday.
Woo!
Gilmore Girls. A deep-fried Korean Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Watched it not too long ago.
Eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. That is a tradition since the 1970s in Japan.
Aww. Woo!
And then last but not least, president that officially made Thanksgiving a holiday was Abe.
Woo!
Wow.
And Rick, I appreciated the Mennonites reference.
You're welcome.
Travis got 9 out of 10. That's pretty freaking good, Travis.
Damn. So you need to come to trivia with us.
I know my help. Well, so I'm real good at trivia when there's multiple choice. I'm not so good with fill in the blank.
Process of elimination makes it.
Yeah, it makes it so much better. I'm really good at test taking.
B, 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 B.
Yeah.
B.
Christmas trees.
I got a 70. That was passing.
Yeah. There you go. You
passed. I think I failed.
Speaking of passing, we tend to pass for a podcast around here, just barely, but we do. Mom, thank you for coming on and hanging out with us for an hour and a half ish.
Oh, you know, it's always my pleasure.
Oh, I know.
Do you want to plug anything?
You have anything to plug? Can we talk about your show or your what you have to?
My, you know what I'm up to. I'm playing pickleball. I'm addicted.
That's what we need to do. We need to surprise her one night and all can be her cheering section. No, we're not playing. We're all just going to be a cheering section for pickleball. Well, guys, this was fun. I'm glad we did this. Merry, happy Honda Days if you celebrate Honda Days. Mm. I don't know if you're a Toyota-thon person, but I'm a Honda Days person. So happy Honda Days.
And happy yodeling pickles.
Can we end
the podcast?
Let me do the plug real quick, Mom.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
There's a link in the description of the podcast. If you want to support the podcast, you can click it. You can donate to the podcast, which would go to our bar tab or to new equipment or to whatever else we feel like we want to spend your money on. That's what
an experience present for your mother.
Help us buy an experience present for Debbie. That's what the money would go towards for sure. We have an Instagram. We have a YouTube. We're on all of the podcast places. So find us there. If you want to find us in a different place than you're already listening to us, you can. And just remember, this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.
Hit it, Debbie.
You pickle. We're gonna get demonetized for that.
You actually owe us money back.